Okay, this is on Miss Tovar, Tovar. First name is Susana, Kun 277. Today is 6/9/22. Our patient is a well-known 37-year-old. Let's see, 45-year-old woman who comes in today with symptoms of not feeling well, meds refill, history of anxiety, pulse going up to 109 sometimes because of anxiety, history of fatty liver, would like to have it checked, history of small bowel obstruction. History of increased cholesterol, family history of diabetes and hypertension and stroke. Makes her wonder if she's fixing to have a stroke, which causes a lot of anxiety. This 45-year-old woman is married, lives with her husband, two children, does not have any grandkids. She says she quit having periods in 2019. She doesn't know exactly why, and she's very concerned about that as well. Allergen and drug allergy, surgery, cholecystectomy, intestinal obstructions in the past with adhesions, depression, anxiety, medical problems, fatty liver, pneumonia, medication. She's been on Buspar, 5 milligram PRN basis, citalopram, 20 milligram once a day, metoprolol, 25 milligram succinate daily, and atorvastatin, 20 milligram once a day, period. Review of system as above. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 198 pounds, 97%, 98.9, 16, 99, 141 over 80. Heart positive, stone positive verse 2, lungs few ronchi, abdomen soft, leg shows no JVD, skin leg shows no edema, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with hem lesion. Assessment number 1, history of fatty liver. We looked at her liver again today, and her liver looks to be about the same fatty as before. Ma'am, could you go look at hers and make that a 45? It says 12. And print one for me. Next patient, next number, check blood work. Next number, check hemoglobin A1C. Next number, check LH, FSH, and estradiol in face of amenorrhea. Next number, pelvic ultrasound is within normal limits without any mass or tumors. Next number, check lipids. Next number, check liver function test in face of atorvastatin. Next number, history of small bowel obstruction with symptoms of adhesion. Next one was add Bentyl, 20 milligram as needed. Next one was leg pain and arm pain, multifactorial, but no PVD or DVT noted. Next one was vertigo, prompted us to look at her carotid ultrasound, which showed no blockages in face of strong family history stroke and lots of anxiety for the patient. Next one was lymphadenopathy in the neck is minor. Next one was check hemoglobin A1C. Next one was check B12. Next number, meds refilled along with Bentyl, citalopram, Buspar, metoprolol, and atorvastatin. Let's make a medication list on a separate page. Allergy, none. Then Bentyl, 20 milligram as needed for spasm. Then citalopram, 20 milligram daily. Buspar, 5 milligram daily. Metoprolol succinate, 25 once a day. Atorvastatin, 20 milligram daily. Then come back to assessment. History of small bowel obstruction. Patient has required multiple hospitalization, last one being 2 years ago for small bowel obstruction, required suction. Next one was check thyroid function. Next number, history of adhesions after her gallbladder surgery. Also, she has had a history of appendectomy, which she believes also has increased her risk of adhesions in the past. So on the surgical history, put appendectomy as well. She will come back next week. We'll get the blood work and discuss this with her. Next time, she might need to see OB-GYN physician regarding amenorrhea. Thank you.